Several food pantries across the city are not only stocking their shelves with staples like rice, tuna, and peanut butter. Now pet food, litter, and even chew toys are available for New Yorkers struggling not only to feed themselves, but their pets, too. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports.
Chicken.
74-year-old Catherine Krauser visits the community kitchen and food pantry every 3 months. She's sitting on a motorized scooter that she deftly maneuvers through the narrow aisles. A volunteer is helping her fill a basket.
Okay, well, you got ground beef, or you got ground turkey, or you got these hamburgers.
She's got onions, meat patties, tuna, yogurt, and orange juice for herself. And today, for the first time, she's picking up pet food for Bandit, who she calls her dependent.
You got a dog?
Pug. I got a pug. Nine. Mine's 9 years old. Oh, you see, God is good. God is so good.
All right, so we're good to go. We got to pack you up.
Krauser's dog isn't with her today.
Bandit is home with an attitude.
She says the little black dog is adorable but has bad manners. Still, the 74-year-old considers Bandit her constant companion. She says he rides underneath her on most days, sometimes wearing a hoodie just like hers.
This is his car. He rides right there. He doesn't want anybody to come near his car, and he hates big dogs.
While he may not be friendly, Krauser considers her pet better for her than any therapy or medical intervention. She can barely meet her monthly expenses, but says she would never consider giving him up. Normally, to feed him, Krauser says she collects recyclable bottles from her neighbors.
And I take the bottles to the supermarket, and that's how I buy his dog food and pay for his nails. He has his own bank, and I put his money in his bank.
Deborah DeFranzo is also a struggling pet owner. She says she lost her job, got ill, and is in the process of getting evicted. Her 14-year-old poodle, Gigi, who's going blind, is poking her head out of a black bag.
Yum.
She's very quietly eating liver snacks from DeFranzo's hand.
This dog is what has kept me going. I've had, as many Americans have had, the year from hell. And ended up in emergency surgery, and this is the only one that stayed by my side the whole time.
DeFranzo says she's on food stamps, but they don't cover pet food, so she searched until she found a place that could help. Today, she will walk away with a 5-pound bag of Whole Earth Farms dog food, senior formula.
8 pounds. We'll be giving one of these today to Deborah to take with her for her little puppy over there.
Jesse Taylor is director of this West Harlem food pantry. He says donations for pets don't just cover food.
We've got litter, we've got pet toys, we've got bowls, really nice stuff. They've just come in as a donation. So, I mean, we have no budget to buy pet food, you know, so to receive it as a donation, it's great.
The Food Bank for New York City distributes these pet donations to Taylor's pantry and about a dozen others across the city. David Grossnickel, director of food sourcing, says the donations are coming from animal welfare organizations as well as big food companies like Del Monte. Plus, this week, Petco is holding a pet food drive. Stores in all 5 boroughs are participating.
There's going to be barrels set up in the Petco stores, and when enough gets filled up, we'll be picking up the food and then distributing that food to the food pantries.
And according to Grossnickel, the donations are definitely in demand. He says food pantries in the city can't get enough.
Oftentimes they have a waiting list of clients that have pets. Then as quickly as we distribute it, it gets consumed.
Over the last 8 months, the food bank has distributed 33,000 pounds of pet food. Grossnickel says while feeding humans is the organization's first priority, providing food for pets helps them stay in families. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.